Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, great weekend. Hope you guys had a great Valentine's weekend. A lot of graduation stuff going on. So, big congrats to all the graduates out there. A lot of cool stuff. But we have also a lot on our plate. As you can see, while this weekend was fraught with Mother's Day celebrations and estrogen and all that, it was also fraught with a lot of abortion divide. It was fraught with inflation woes, moms not being able to get formula for their babies, war. So, you know, there's a lot of negativity going on. And we are finding that we are going to be in big, big trouble from a money standpoint. As you can see, the stocks keep dropping. The stocks have had some of their lowest weekends in terms of drops over the last couple weeks. And then yesterday, then Friday, then today. And so there's a lot of concern about economic instability. So those people who are economically unstable and the most economically vulnerable could be really in for a world of heat. Those who are middle income, you know, trying to kind of keep their heads above water, they too are going to be in for a lot of pain. So one thing that has been touted now and has been and might be moving forward is free internet for people. And this is something I want to ask you guys about because I'm kind of mixed. Do you think the next thing we should be offering for free is internet to those households that need them, especially those who are lower income? So the White House is, and again, they have, the clock is ticking before the next election. So things that they promised, free college, free health care, you know, maybe they did. I don't remember seeing in the primaries free internet, but my guess is it was there as well. This is the time for them to start making good on their promises before the midterms. The problem is people are asking, how do we pay for this? So they are concerned that cost is a key factor in the digital divide between those who have internet service and those who do not. The Affordable Connectivity Program provides a $30 monthly discount on internet service from participating providers for low-income households, such as those that receive federal assistance through SNAP or Medicaid. Joe Biden and President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris is touting the agreement with Verizon, Comcast, Charter at an event today that is focused on this affordable connectivity program. So Verizon will cut their price of $40 per month to $30, and then I guess they'll get reimbursed from the government. There are 20 ISP companies that cover more than 80% of the U.S. population. They are a fraction of more than 1,000 providers participating in this. But they say families who choose to apply will hopefully get high-speed internet at no monthly cost. So White House is launching a website called getinternet.gov, reaching out to eligible households through federal agencies to encourage enrollment. They think 48 million households will qualify for the program, according to Axios. And over 11.5 million have signed up. So, you know, listen, okay, I mean, we are now just addicted to the internet. We are dependent on it. This is where we get our mail. This is where we get our news. Cable, TV is costing a lot. So people don't necessarily have to have TV to watch the news because they could get it now on cable. They could get on internet. They could log on to Facebook. They could get it from Twitter. And so internet now is basically our U.S. mail. It's our telephone. So this is something that is becoming a basic need. Now, what do some people use internet for? Well, porn, right? You know, maybe they'll shop. Maybe they'll, you know, is it really a, are they, is it helping them eat? Is it helping them, you know, get through day to day, you know, things to survive? Is it providing staples? No, we've become dependent on the internet, and now we, more people know what the internet is than the U.S. mail. I mean, I don't think the average kid knows how to address a letter and stamp it and even write a letter. We don't do that anymore. We text. We use the internet. So free phones like the Obama phone, and then now I believe we're giving phones to migrants coming in. These are things to help them communicate, help them stay connected. But, you know, at what cost? I love the idea of, you know, having people have access for free. It's just, you know, in terms of what we have money for, I don't think anybody really comprehends what we're spending all this money on. We're spending money on medical care. We're spending money on abortions. We're spending money on the Paycheck Protection Act or the COVID funds. We're spending money on COVID vaccines. You know, I always thought that our taxes were going to help the poor, you know, to fix the roads, the potholes, things like that. And instead we're hearing, well, we don't have money for infrastructure, so we need infrastructure money. So then where's all our taxes going? Where have our taxes been going this whole time? So, you know, if our taxes have been going to free internet for people and free phones, that's fine, but let us know. We need some transparency of where all this money is going. Because if, starting in 2023, we are going to have, I think it's going to hit us before that, a nasty recession. We're already dealing with high inflation. We're dealing with shortages of things. And, you know, I get that we are supposed to be here to help those who are in need. But I see this push for, you know, internet, for phones, when we have, I don't know how many millions of people in poverty and starving and on the streets. Every day when I drive by, I run into at least 15 homeless people. And I have a very short commute to work. I could just imagine how many people are in my zip code or in my municipality, and imagine that across the United States. And so I would think before we would start spending money on internet or on, you know, some of these other services that we want to spend money on, we would make sure every American, every veteran, every person who doesn't have a home, doesn't have food, can get that. So, I want to help everybody, but there's only X amount of money. Maybe it's time for the government to go, all right, guys, this is exactly what our budget is. And let the American people choose where money goes. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the break, we have a couple comments. Actually, one came on Sunday. One had to do with the Roe v. Wade possible overturn by the Supreme Court. Jonathan said this is exactly what Democrats need. This is what we need as we go into the midterms. Talks about how the Republicans are extremists, blah, 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 blah. All right, so some people are thinking that this is going to be advantageous. Jennifer writes, I don't want our taxes going to internet. I don't want our taxes going to abortions. I want our taxes going to infrastructure, health care, the poor. So this is going to be a very controversial next. I told you 2022 is not going to be without its drama. It's, you know, in fact, pretty dramatic weekend. While we're celebrating Mother's Day, it was kind of very, I don't know, is dichotomy the right word? Where here we are, you know, celebrating motherhood, celebrating, you know, the children, and everything was just, there was just so much estrogen on the internet. I felt overloaded, but, you know, it was Mother's Day. It was great. But then at the same time, you saw in the news protests Somebody was in a bathing suit saying, I'm killing babies. I want to kill babies or some weird stuff. You saw a lot of theatrics and a lot of, and I really think all level-headed Democrats and Republicans need to kind of come to the table and talk this one out, because we have protesters that are descending on churches. I think somebody threw a Molotov cocktail into a pro-life office. There are Supreme Court justices' homes now being bombarded with demonstrators. Some are becoming threatening and violent from what we understand. The White House press secretary had originally said that, President Biden strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest. Yes, we do. I think we all agree that there's a constitutional right to protest. But when Jen Psaki had been asked about, protesting in front of people's homes and, the potential for violence, I don't think she had made a stand. Now, apparently she did tweet and said, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. So the White House is finally now at least coming forward saying that judges should be protected. Judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. So there's been a lot of back and forth. They think that, Psaki's comments are too little too late, that, the White House is playing word games. And again, it is a strong show of Democratic support. While it looks like, the Democrats might be getting, completely destroyed from an economy standpoint, an inflation standpoint, southern border standpoint, this might be something that can, help them in the election. I think it's absolutely disgusting that we have such a topic that is so political. We're talking about a pregnant mom who wants some privacy. We're talking about a baby, a fetus, and whether it deserves life, or not. And it's so politicized. I don't think any taxpayer should be up in the business of a woman and her doctor, but the taxpayers are because they have to pay for it. We've really taken this abortion issue and brought it to a level that it should have never been. I mean, we're supposed to be offering, birth control, condoms, free birth control to millions of women with the Affordable Care Act, and here we are struggling with, should states be the ones to allow abortion or the federal government? And it's confusing to a lot of people because, in the news it makes it sound like Roe v. Wade means nobody will ever get an abortion again if they are involved in a incestuous relationship or if they get raped. And from what I read, that's not the case. What I read is the federal government said abortion can be as legal as the people want it or as illegal as the people want it. It's up to the people. Completely up to, it's not up to the feds to decide what a woman should do with her body. So the people have more control voting from a state level. It's up to the states. That's how I interpret it, which I originally thought was a win, but because Roe v. Wade overturning has been now recreated as a barometer of, political temperatures and political success, it's kind of, if the government is now promising that they are going to stay out of the abortion issue, you would think that would be a win for those who are abortion advocates. Because now you don't have a government that could come in and say, we're not going to let it happen, we're not. I mean, the people have thought that our Supreme Court would come in and say, we are going to ban abortions on every square inch of our territory. That's not what they did. They said, look, if people want an abortion, they can do it. We're just going to stay out of it. We're going to leave it up to the states. Now, there's been a lot of, political commentary saying the majority of Americans want abortion rights. They want abortion rights. Okay, who knows? That could be true. But if that is, how come 26 states would then have restrictions on abortion and 26 states would? It almost seems like it's very mixed. I think there are some people that are very, very supportive of where their tax dollar goes and how we support a woman's right to choose, and you have other states saying, we're here to protect the baby. We're here to protect the fetus, and we aren't going to force people to spend money on something that they aren't comfortable with. And it's interesting. I mean, I never thought that we were here in this position. You know, if somebody, you know, wants to terminate a pregnancy, I always thought they talk to their, you know, provider. They come up with a plan. There are now medications rather than the need to go to abortion clinics. And it'd be something that's between them. But if the city has to decide on funding, you know, people have to show up money for this. People have to, you know, it does start to draw other opinions in. And you see all these people having opinions on it, and it's like, if I was a woman and I was trying to decide if I want to keep my baby or not, I really don't think I'd want to hear from any Democrats or Republicans. I think I would just want to talk to the father of the child, assuming I wasn't raped, talk to my provider, talk to my family, and make a very private decision about it. I also wouldn't want anybody giving me money to do it. This is going to be my decision. I got this. You know, yes, I might need, you know, financial help with the baby. You know, I might need some medical care for the baby, but so, and, you know, and it's also interesting because some of the people I'm hearing that are pro-choice are choosing that stance as a means of population control. As, well, then we don't have to pay for the baby formula. We don't have to pay for the medical care. We don't have to pay. You know, as a doctor, I find that so frustrating. You know, I don't want us losing fetuses and losing babies because we have people wanting to vote that they get ended. You know, if the person can't afford to carry their baby, then the person shouldn't have the baby, let them abort it. You know, I mean, are we going to move towards that where then it is going to be sadly encouraged for people, and those who are wealthy can have their babies, those who don't have to abort. So we're really walking a fine line of where we want our government stepping in. And mind you, I get it. You know, if you feel that the fetus is a baby and is a life, and I get it. I've seen the heartbeats. I've taken care of fetuses and babies. I get that. You know, I could see why you want someone stepping in saying, can we please save these babies? I get that. And then on the flip side, if you are pro-choice saying, I don't want the government into my business. I don't want them mandating vaccines. I don't want them telling me I have to keep a baby or not. I don't want the government in my business. I get that too. So I see both sides. I definitely see both sides. But we've put ourselves in a position now where it's everybody's business. And, you know, and I think what the Supreme Court might be ruling on is it's not the federal government's business. Federal government needs to butt the hell out of this one, leave it up to what the states want to do, and if the states decide that they're okay with second trimester abortions, third trimester abortions, first trimester abortions, it is up to the state. Now, people are asking the feds to get involved because of concerns about murder and things like that, but capital punishment is up to the states. I don't think there's federal overrules and guidance on that. I believe what a state wants to do in terms of a firing squad, in terms of lethal injection, it's up to the state. So these decisions being up to the state is nothing new. Yes, I could see how it can cause a lot of controversy because if somebody lives in Texas or just like Jane Roe did, she might not be able to have an abortion and she'd have to go to another state. But other states have already said, come here, we'll pay for it, we'll do it, you know. In fact, companies are saying we will pay for you to go to another state if you want to. So, I think we need to have all level-headed people up to the table to talk about what exactly this means. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk's future of Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising. A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025. That's up from 217 million last year and 931 million users by 2028. Russian President Vladimir Putin rallied against NATO as he spent much of his Victory Day speech in Moscow on Monday trying to justify his troops' invasion of Ukraine. Putin via translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families.
It should be noted Putin did not use his Victory Day speech to officially declare war on Ukraine or fully mobilize Russia's reservists. USA Radio News. Over the past 30 years, as birth rates have declined for women in their 20s and jumped for women in their late 30s, early 40s, that's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age for U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax is co-sponsoring two bills against the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board.
So we don't have this Ministry of Truth. This is literally, we're seeing these old dystopian novels like 1984 before our very eyes. And by the Democrats who always, you know, use this as their cudgel against us.
Right.
We actually are the free speech party. The Republicans want to see a public, open square where we have the marketplace of ideas. And they're afraid to come out into the public square and talk about these issues because the American people aren't accepting their extremist views.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 2022 drama just doesn't let up. And we're in the midst of a drought, and a real, real bad drought. And not only are we worried about watering our grass and, you know, grass for our puppies to go potty in and, you know, water for our drinking, but a concern we're having is our reservoirs are dropping. Our Lake Mead Reservoir, Lake Powell, much of our lakes and waterbeds in the south are starting to drop their levels. But interestingly, what happens in Vegas sometimes stays in Vegas. And what comes up is not necessarily what should have always stayed down. And we have bodies that are starting to surface as the water levels are starting to expose lake beds of Lake Mead. Now, Lake Mead is a huge lake. For those of you not familiar with Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas sits around 40 miles from Lake Mead. And Las Vegas has a very rich mafia history and other criminal history for decades. And so even though, sadly, people have been taken to the desert and dropped out in the desert, many bodies, we are assuming, have been dropped into Lake Mead. And now we're starting to see them. Last week, boaters came across a barrel with a decomposed body, presumably shot, thrown into the lake about 40 years ago because they thought his shoes were bought from Kmart and some of his clothes. Then more remains have been found. And so it's really concerning, you know, how many bodies are in the bottom of Lake Mead. So joining us next is a retired Las Vegas police officer who hosts the podcast The Problem Solver. What's so fascinating about him is this is David Kohlmeyer. He and his partner are actually offering rewards to try to help in the recovery effort of who could be laying at the bottom of Lake Mead. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
Wow, wow. So, I mean, first, you're in law enforcement. So, I mean, what do you think has been going on with our beautiful lake over here in southern Nevada?
I mean, definitely unusual activity is popping up with the exposure of the lake beds. It's definitely becoming an issue.
Dave, we're losing you. I'm not sure if you're on a landline or a cell phone. Are you there?
Can you hear me
okay? Okay. All right. My producer's going to work with you on trying to find a landline. All right. We'll get you back. So, David works with he might be on a cell phone, so I think he and his and the producer are going to work to get him back. But he is a former police officer, and he and his partner are offering $5,000 rewards to get, I guess, have divers look, search, and help us find bodies. Now, many of you have said, well, wait a second. Lake? Oh, good, good. Okay, David, are you back with us?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Awesome, good, good. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
I mean, basically, the second barrel was empty, which I'm unsure of what the situation, but it was nearby. And then the third body, which is a few miles away, showed up in, like, a sandbar, which two females located it while they were out searching.
Oh, wow. So you said there was, so now they found three total bodies.
So it's two bodies that have been recovered, but there was two barrels. One barrel was with a deceased body. The second barrel did not have a body in it, but it was nearby the other barrel. So we're not sure what the situation is with the second barrel. But right now, there is two deceased people that have been located.
Mm, wow. And are you and your team expecting that there's going to be more?
So we believe over the next few weeks, the levels will go down between 10 to 20 feet. So we believe that things may pop up. And the question is, is it conspiracy theory or is it really going to happen? After the first body popped up, no one believed that a second body would appear. I believe these are two different incidences. One, I think, will be different than the other just because it's a different location and one was not in the barrel.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to David Kohlmeyer, retired police officer. He was with the Brooklyn North Patrol, NYPD. And is a current host of the podcast, The Problem Solver Live. David, when people dump bodies into the lake, do they throw them from the edge? Do they take a boat? Do they go to the deeper areas of the lake? What do you think is the most common mode of dumping a body?
So I had a diving expert on my show on Thursday, which will air on Tuesday on Channel 14. He believes that people would take a boat and go to one of the deepest areas, which are normally within the canyon. And the bottom line is that no one would ever expect that in the deepest location that the body would ever be recovered. I don't know how many feet that this location with the barrel would have been if water was higher levels, but it's been the lowest that it's ever been. So the question really is, were the people back 40 years ago that knowledgeable about the canyons and the deepest area if they look on maps? Or if they were just driving around and said, this is a spot. But they would definitely would have to use a boat in regards to transportation to get it out to that location, especially 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most divers, they can't go past 100, 130 feet. And I believe the lake bed at its lowest is about 547 feet. But they could use equipment, right, and cameras?
So these days, there is newer equipment. We are getting phone calls now from other divers that are saying they want to volunteer their time to go out there with different equipment. Of course, there's rules and regulations with the parks that they would have to get approval. But technically, a regular diver can't really go past 135, I believe. I've heard some divers go up to 200, but then it gets dangerous. So it definitely would take more equipment if you're going past 200 to do it safely. Again, the parks have rules and regulations that they want you to follow. Personally, I'm not a diving expert. I want to basically put a little bit of pressure on law enforcement to do a little bit more recovery since the levels are so low. Why not spend a little bit of time by, you know, researching or looking in this area, spending a little bit of time to see what they can uncover, not to create hysteria within the community, but any time that you want to do some type of recovery, this is the time when the water levels are so low.
Exactly, exactly. And we have a small window of opportunity if you know, weather changes or we do start to get more precipitation. But, you know, water levels should drop this summer even more, so there is definite opportunity. Now, you guys, you and your partner are offering an incentive. Tell us about that.
So basically, we came up with the concept of a $5,000 reward to just put a little pressure out there to help with getting closure for people that are whether either were missing or involved in a crime. And we want to put closure and help people. We've gotten a really great response from people in the community that actually have lost loved ones that are missing. Mm-hmm. I've had kind of crazy stories recently of where someone was involved in murdering their mother and their brother, and then they disappeared, you know, 20 years ago. Or another person that was missing with a family member, and they went to Lake Mead. So I've been getting several stories, and these people want to actually come share their story on the Problem Solver show, which, again, Tuesday, 6 p.m., Channel 14 is when it airs. It's been going on for about 5 weeks now in regards to the TV show. The podcast is normally an hour long on Thursdays where we have a little bit more time to discuss it. But people are coming, you know, calling me saying, hey, this may be related. That body may be related to my family member. So it'll be very interesting just to see, you know, who the person is and if the people that have contacted me happen to be related to the bodies that have been recovered. So it makes it kind of very interesting. I have been getting a lot of phone calls. I've also been getting phone calls from scuba divers that want to volunteer their time. They don't care about the reward money. And some local law firms they've been trying to find out more information, and they seem like they want to step up. A lot of, you know, some personal injury law firms that want to donate some money as well towards the course. So we're seeing how it goes, and it's something new. Again, it was a little bit of a creative idea to do a little bit of crime prevention and recovery efforts. And let's just say they need money to help with burial. Maybe the monies would be used for that as well. So at this point in time, it's kind of a live thing. We're working on it and playing with it. But I was a cop for 17 years. Danny Minor, 27 years law enforcement in Pennsylvania as well. And Beja Rivera is another co-host. And we just wanted to do something a little bit different. And we didn't think it would stir up this much excitement in regards to the recovery. But it seems like the incentive is kind of making people interested. Like, what's going on in Lake Mead? And, you know, maybe I should go out there and scuba dive a little bit. But, of course, they need to be trained and certified divers.
All right, David, what's your website so people can find out more?
So it's theproblemsolvershow.com. Again, theproblemsolvershow.com. And the number is actually 702-999-1111.
Awesome. David, thank you so much. Godspeed, and hope you find...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm seeing a lot of you guys glassy-eyed. I'm seeing you sniffling, coughing. And so my guess is you guys are starting to deal with your baby Omicron or your grandbaby Omicron variant. And if you haven't gotten it, you will get this. This just like what happened in January, December, January, for those of us that are out and about, you're going to get the cough, you're going to get the runny nose. Now, for some of us in Southern Nevada, we had the dust storm from hell. It was almost like Hidalgo dust storm, and it was really dusty. So today I got my allergies, I got my sneezing and my runny eyes, and there is a difference between allergies and COVID. So let's just quickly review what this baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicron COVID may look like versus allergies. So allergies, as I've said, they're very predictable. They're very cyclical, where you see the dust, you see the pollen, you go outside, and you're like, okay, I'm going to feel it within 10, 15 minutes. Your eyes get really itchy, they tear, but they're clear tears, your nose runs, your nose is very clear, you don't get a fever, you don't get the body aches, but you do get the dry, scratchy throat, you get a dry cough, but you don't have that sick feeling. You're like, I'm tired of sneezing, I'm tired of coughing, I'm tired of itching eyes, but you feel puffy. You feel puffy and you feel like you have allergies. That's what I kind of feel like right now because it was dustier than dust. And I mean, it came in. The cats brought it in. The cat went outside and through the doggy door, came back in full of dust. So for those of us that don't tolerate dust very well, you're going to be kind of sneezy and coughy and all that. In terms of, though, COVID is a little different. COVID, you feel achy. And you're like, gosh, you know, I just want to lie down or I don't want to do much. With this baby COVID or Omicron COVID, the variants, there you got the BA2, which is different from the BA1 that we had in January, December through February. The BA2 is the baby Omicron or the stealth, whatever you want to call it. The BA2.121 is the grandbaby Omicron. Those symptoms, what I'm seeing with patients, are you just feel like, blah, you feel sick. You might have a mild fever. Many of you aren't taking the temperature. Please do. It'd be nice to know if you're 99 or 100, but it's a fever that rarely goes above 102. Your achy headache. You get a headache. The sore throat is not as bad as the Omicron sore throat. You will get a sore throat, and the sore throat will come on, but the sore throat with Omicron was really weird, and it had like this film on it. This sore throat feels like a cold sore throat, where hopefully it'll be gone in a couple days. No white patches, no exudates, no vesicles, so it's not really looking like strep. But you could get a sore throat. You get the runny nose, you get the stuffy nose, then you get the cough. The headache is a little bit more pronounced, I think, this time around, but a lot of you guys had real bad headaches January, February, so I get that. But it is a milder course. It just, it stinks because you're in the spring and you don't want to feel bad. And me, I'm getting my allergies under control. Last thing I want, especially with everything going on with graduation, is I don't want to get sick. So just be prepared that this is going to come your way. Also be prepared that people aren't going to want to say anything. You know, I was at a graduation last week. I mean, oh my God, these students were so happy. There were adults everywhere. Hardly anybody wanted to wear masks. You know, my guess is if their baby was graduating medical school, you know, and they weren't feeling well, my guess is they you know, popped some Tylenol or Motrin, and they pushed through. So what's different about this Omicron, just like we had with the previous one, is people are pushing through. They got a lot going on. They got trips. They got things to do, and they don't have the patience to take off work, or they don't have the money to take off work with inflation. They've used up all your leave. So you have a lot of people running around sick, still pushing through. And, you know, I'll ask them. I'm like, you know, hey, you feeling okay? You know, like, oh, yeah, allergies. Yeah, is it really allergies? So, you know, you might be able to tell the difference, but for those of us watching you sneeze or cough, we don't know. So just do everybody a favor. If you're sneezing or coughing, just stay away from people. Try to wear the mask. If you don't, a good one, if you don't want to wear the mask, stay away from others if you're sick, because this sucker is very contagious. And the grandbaby Omicron is even more contagious. Hopefully, we aren't going to see that many hospitalizations rise. We are expecting hospitalizations to rise because people who are vulnerable might not take this very well, but it is supposed to be milder. Now, the other difference we have this time around is we have Paxlovid and Molnupiravir. We have the Pfizer medication and the Merck medication that is FDA approved and emergency FDA approved and allowed for people to get within 5 days of being sick. They're testing, 5 days of their symptoms. The challenge we have is these home tests are not picking it up. So I had a teacher who had tested negative 4 times, went to work. So she used 2 of those kits she got from the family, you know, the ones made in China. She took 4 tests in a matter of 2 days, felt fine, went and taught, went back to work, called me on the weekend, this was last weekend, and said, you know what, I felt bad, so I tested again, now I'm positive. Well, if these home tests might not pick it up for a week, then, you know, don't be going to work sick because you're spreading it. And that's why I think a lot of you guys are getting it, because many people are doing their COVID tests. They're going to see it's negative. They're posting it on Facebook. posting on Twitter, Snapchat. They're like, I'm negative, I'm good, so my nose running is only allergies, and then they end up having COVID. And so, you know, I really prefer the PCR test. I think these rapid tests were designed for the wild-type virus, and even though they should be overall good, you know, they aren't very sensitive around the Omicron variants. As one study showed, they were only 37% sensitive for the January Omicron. So I could just imagine the low sensitivity for these, especially since people are telling me they're not showing up positive for about a week. Interestingly, the people showing up positive on these rapid tests have fevers. If your fever is more pronounced, it looks like you have a higher chance of showing up positive for COVID. But for those of you that just don't get fevers, just, you know, there's a chance that these rapid tests, if they say negative, we can't really trust that. So I would get a PCR. So the Paxlovid and the Molnupiravir, now the challenge is, if you don't test positive till day 7, you're out of the window. All right, they could only be given within the first 5 days. And they can't give them, your doctor can't give it to you unless you are documented positive, because there's only so many to go out and give around. So if you don't test positive till day 7, or you aren't testing positive and you have symptoms, and you have to wait for a PCR, keep in mind that you might be out of the window. What I would do if I were all of you is to reach out to your doctor if you have one, or reach out to the local urgent care, find out if they're even writing them. There is a website, and I'm going to post it, that actually tells you which pharmacy has them and if they're available in your area. The problem is not everybody is qualified. If your pharmacy only has 100 doses for a huge metropolitan area, then if you are 25 having mild COVID symptoms, you might not qualify to get it. They might only be giving them to those with multiple medical issues, more vulnerable, seniors, things like that. They're not FDA approved for kids, from what I understand. So even though Molnupiravir and Paxlovid seems to be more prominent in the pharmacies than Molnupiravir, even if your pharmacy has it, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. The other thing you need to watch out for is if you have liver disease or kidney disease. If at all you have a sensitive liver or sensitive kidneys, you will have to be on different dosing of this. So many people are calling into telemedicine saying, all right, give me my Paxlovid. How's your kidney status? Oh, it's fine. Well, depending on your creatinine clearance, you might need to be on a different dosing. So, you know, I hate to break the bad news, but COVID is here, and people are getting it, and people are hiding it, and they're over the whole, you know, they're over it when it comes to missing work and quarantining and things like that. So just be prepared, you know, be on the lookout, and try to stay away from others if you're sick. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.